We're reading Zohar Lam, Parashat Vayakel, Raising the Prayer, item 131. You can download the book on Kabbalah Lam. You can ask questions on CAP TV. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson. So, item 131, Mashla.
And usually, while reading the Zohar, we must especially feel ourselves as together, because with this we are in equivalence with the upper light, and then it can operate upon us as a light that reforms. The upper light has all kinds of manners of bestowal upon us. If we are in an inclination to connect, accordingly it acts upon us and helps us connect. And then we are in a large enough extent to connect and to feel Him. And this is where we want to reach, to come to. So the main thing for us is to be attracted to connection in order to feel what is written in the book about the revelation of the Creator. Because each word, all the letters, are actually the revelation of the Creator to the creatures. And also, this article itself is the article about the raising of the prayer, how we elevate our desire from our degree to a higher degree in order to receive the light that reforms there. Go ahead.
Item 131. And these letters, they rise and soar, and the appointed, that the keys for the air is in his hands, and all the other appointed, all ascend with him up to the firmaments, and there it is passed on to the hands of a different appointee in order to raise him. Because after the separation, the Zeranpin was corrected in complete chassadim in the right line, and the Malchut is entirely in Gvorot, the left line. And therefore, like the two lines of right and left of Binah, they are in dispute until the Zeranpin rises in the middle line and makes peace between them and unites them within each other. That way, the Zeranpin and the Malchut, that are also two lines of right and left, need a middle line to make peace between them and unite them in one another. And by the man that the righteous raise by their prayer, for in this world they are the ones who bear the Masach of Chirik of the middle line, that causes the left line to connect with the right, and the Nukva to connect with the Zeranpin. And it says that in that order of praise where it says that Israel are below, the Malchut garments itself and corrects itself in the corrections as a woman that connects to her husband. The middle line that makes peace and unites the Malchut with the Zeranpin, her husband. Because just like the Yesod above is the middle line that brings peace and unifies the Creator and the Shekhinah, that way the Malchut corrects and makes peace between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah to unite them into one. And therefore, Adam is called Shalom, or the foundation of above. And furthermore, that the peace of below precedes the peace of above, the Yesod. Because the awakening of below precedes the awakening of above. Because the awakening of above, there is no awakening of above before there comes an awakening from the lower ones. And the prayer is parts of the soul of man clothed in the body, as it says, my soul came out as he spoke. And here we should wonder, since the prayer is the nefesh of Adam of this world, Vak of Nefesh from Malchut of Malchut, which is in the Malchut of the Olam of Asiya. How is it possible that it shall rise through all the degrees in the three worlds of Abiya and reach the Malchut of Atzilut to serve there as man and as the middle line to unite it with the Zeranpin and the Atzilut? Because it is known that no degree can transcend above its degree, all the more such a great leap as from the bottom of all degrees to the world of Atzilut. A person's prayer breaks through the Avirim and Rekiim, opens openings and arises. And first of all, we have to understand what are Bkiim and Ptachim and how are they opened. And the thing is that through the ascension of the Malchut to the Bina in the point of the Chulam, the 10 Sfirot are opened up, the 10 Sfirot on, they open in two. And the 10 Sfirot of every degree remain on the degree, and the Bina of Tum of the 10 Sfirot of every degree, they fall on to the degree below them. Because the Malchut that has risen to the Bina made a new end there to the degree due to the Tzimtzum that rides the Malchut in order not to receive light. And since the Bina and the Tiferet and the Malchut, they are below this new ending of the degree, therefore they are discerned to be the degree below. And then, by the man that the lower ones raise, extends the illumination of the coupling of the Zivug of Absag of Ak, where this illumination brings out the Malchut from the place of Bina and returns it to its place, like in the beginning and the end of the 10 Sfirot of every degree. And then Bina and Tiferet and Malchut are fallen below every degree that they are fallen and returned to the degree they were on before they fell, because the new end ends where it was on the place of the new Bina, and it follows that every degree returns and is completed in the 10 complete Sfirot as before. And although, even though that the Malchut, the new ending that was made on every degree due to its ascent to the Bina, returns to its place at the end of the 10 Sfirot, the new end that it made is not completely annulled from the place of Bina, and therefore Bina and Tum do not connect on their degree when they are below the new end, but they have to rise above the new end, and there they become the left line to the Keter and Chochmah that never fell from the degree, that are the right line. Therefore, the new ending, which remains constant and unchanging on every degree, even after the descent from Malchut, of Malchut from there, is called the firmament and the Bina and Tum that fell from every degree during the ascent of the Malchut to Bina and returned and rose to their degree after the descent of the Malchut to its place. They're called Avir or Ruach. Because every lower degree is discerned to be the degree of Vak, called Ruach, toward the higher degree. And because of that, the Bina and Tum that fell from every degree to the degree below it, by that became the degree of Ruach. Like the lower degree they fell to, and then the descent of the Malchut to the place of the Bina, and discerned that the Ruach and Avir and Bina and Tum that before that were below the firmament were separated now and rose above the firmament and became the left line. And it is also known that when the Bina and Tum rise to their degree from the Rakia, the firmament, and up, they take with them the lower degree that has clothed them while they were fallen into it, and raise it also above to the Rakia. And it is because the Bina and the Tum of the upper that have equalized with the lower during the descent are once again inseparable during the ascent as well. Questions? Yes. Who are the upper and the lower?
What?
Who are the upper and the lower? When I read this, how should I relate to this whole thing?
There is an ocean of the upper light. It fills up everything equally. Inside it, there are different kinds of desires, which also are filled by the upper light. It is in them, in these desires. And they begin to organize their desires of this one creature with the lights that they reveal as separate, because each one reveals it inside him, because these desires are separate. They begin to organize. This order which they go to is called the correction of the creation. Beforehand, there was a preparation for the corruption of the creation. Development of the world of Ak, the world of Nikodim, the breakage, the correction of the worlds of Bia. Then, the birth of Adam Rishon, the sin of the tree of knowledge, Etzadat, and the relative correction of Adam Rishon until he begins to recognize the evil. And from this moment on, you can say from this same moment or the same state, the same discernment, and onwards, the state that occurs together between the desires and the lights is a relation which is called the correction of the creation in which we are. And we speak only about that. The correction is simple. How to balance the vessels with the lights. And then the lights feel good and the vessels also feel good. Both out of reaching equivalence. That's it. Well, let's go on to the next part.
And sing a song.
הלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים, עשה לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, הלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים, היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב, רק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תכונת הבינה אלינו תשיב יוצא השפעה כמוך נגיב אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח השמיים, לקנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים, אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים,